This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album from bassist Dave Holland and his quintet. Holland was born in England 41 years ago and played jazz and free improvised music there before coming to America with Miles Davis in 1968. From the late 60s through the mid-70s, Holland was involved in several long-term collaborations with reed players Anthony Braxton and Sam Rivers, pianist Chick Corea, and drummer Barry Altschul. The term free bop was used to describe their blend of structured and improvised music. The quintet Holland now leads also plays in that style. Kevin says Holland's bass playing and band leading are almost equally fine.
From the time he arrived in the States in 1968, it was clear that Dave Holland was a giant of the upright bass. He had everything: unerring pitch, precise articulation, and a busy, propulsive style. He'd run rings around the harmonies and push the band along at the same time. Lately, though, Holland has become more than a mere virtuoso. His sound has deepened, become more warm and round. He puts a little more trust in simplicity. Dave Holland has always been as interested in refining small group structures as in perfecting the art of playing the bass. In 1972, he cut a classic quartet album, Conference of the Birds, which left its many admirers hungry for more. But it wasn't until the early 80s that Holland founded a working band, a quintet, whose third album is The Razor's Edge on ECM. The group includes trumpeter Kenny Wheeler, alto saxophonist Steve Coleman, and trombonist Robin Eubanks, three horn players who can sound both pretty and tough. Rounding it out is the seemingly ubiquitous drummer Marvin Smitty Smith. Holland's quintet is simply one of the finest working groups around, both hot and lyrical, adventurous and accessible. The group's sound is its own, but its spirit owes a lot to bassist Charles Mingus's great 1960 quintet, in which the bassist's riffs and rhythmic phrases define the course of an improvisation, and in which it was a cardinal rule that nobody stayed out of the action for long. While one horn player was soloing, the other two would sketch in section riffs in the background, giving the illusion of a larger band. Holland's quintet does the same. It's heard at its best on Brother Ty, written by drummer Doug Hammond, a regular contributor to the band's book. Kenny Wheeler's solo makes the case that he's one of the most deeply expressive brass players in jazz. He has an oddly satisfying mix of melancholy tone, eerie vocalizations, and bop chops. Brother Ty.
Thank you.
With this group, Dave Holland has found relief from formulaic structures too many musicians cling to. The monotony of endless strings of unrelated solos over inobtrusive walking rhythm. Holland's not afraid of strict 4/4 time, but he knows he doesn't have to walk the bass to swing the band. His time is so strong, he frees up drummer Smith to add color or fill up odd spaces here and there instead of smacking out the beat. Kenny Wheeler and Steve Coleman, members of the band since its inception, break down the boundaries between so-called inside and outside blowing. They sound lyrical even when they wander far from the chords the bass implies. Robin Eubank's trombone may blend seamlessly with Wheeler's trumpet, paint dark streaks against a plain backdrop, or echo the tailgate style of the 20s. For all Holland's instrumental prowess and structural ambition, there's nothing clinical about this music. He's one conceptualist who's not afraid to feel, a feeling musician who's not afraid to explore. So if you like your jazz pretty but find Wynton Marsalis just a little too tame, Dave Holland's quintet may be exactly what you're looking for.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat, Cadence, and Jazz Times. He reviewed The Razor's Edge, the new album from Dave Holland and his quintet on ECM.